Can these bones live? This is the question that God, or that the prophet Ezekiel asks God, or God asks the prophet Ezekiel in today's Old Testament lesson. It's the question of countless people throughout the ages, and it's been the question of many of us as well. Can these bones live? Will the United States be able to come back from this difficult period in its history? Will my life ever turn around so I feel hopeful again? Will I ever be able to recover from the death of loved ones and the death of some of my dreams? Or from what I heard about the level of illness in this congregation when I was away, can these bones live? I think some of you were uttering that from your beds last week. Most of us have faced the valley of the dry bones in some area of our lives or in some sort of group setting. Some group we were a part of maybe was thriving at a certain point in its life cycle and then began to fall apart. Maybe our life turned out differently than we thought it would. We've gone through some hard knocks, and we don't know if we can get back on our feet again. Our health has taken a turn for the worse, and we feel scared. The pillars of our faith community are aging, and they're no longer able to carry the weight of responsibility that they did in the past. We're still mourning the loss of a loved one, and we don't know how our lives can ever be the same. Ezekiel and his people are living in exile in Babylon in 597 BCE. They, like the people of Syria, Yemen, northern Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, southern Sudan, and Venezuela, have lost their former lives. Community and safety has broken down, and everything has changed. People are living in fear, and they're traumatized. Nothing is certain. So many questions are circulating, including, where is God? Is God angry with us? Have we been abandoned by God? In this abyss, in the midst of these disconcerting circumstances, God gives the prophet Ezekiel a vision. It's a vision of a valley full of dry bones. Interestingly, it is God who asks Ezekiel the critical question, can these bones live? When Ezekiel responds, O Lord God, you know, God tells Ezekiel to share the following prophetic word with the bones. I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. In In our gospel from John, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. It's a powerful and a perplexing story. We don't fully understand why Jesus doesn't go to heal Lazarus immediately. We don't fully understand Jesus' grief when he sees Mary and others weeping and mourning Lazarus' death, since he decided to wait until Lazarus died to come and plans to bring him back to life. At the same time, we are comforted by Jesus' tears for his dear friend. And we're moved by his emotion and even his anger in the face of death. In the Greek, we learn that Jesus is so angry about Lazarus' death, his nostrils are flaring. He understands the anguish, anger, and deep pain we go through when we lose a loved one. In the encounter between Jesus and Martha, we find another answer to the important question, can these bones live? Martha says to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. In response, Jesus says to her, your brother will rise again. Martha responds, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus then says, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? What Jesus is describing here is not only the promise of a physical resurrection after we die, but resurrection now. He is describing resurrection life in the present moment. He is answering Ezekiel's question, can these bones live? Throughout Scripture, the Spirit of God is an animating force. In Ezekiel, it is God's Spirit, or Ruach, the Spirit that blew over the waters in the beginning of creation in Genesis. The Spirit, the breath of life that God breathed into the first human being, that brings life into and revives the dry bones. God's Spirit enters into places of exile, abandonment, and death, and brings transformation and new life. God has given the same Spirit to us, the Holy Spirit, to guide, govern, and revive us. God's Spirit and God's Spirit alone has the power and the ability to bring the dead to life, to bring hope and new life where there was formerly only destruction, chaos, and dry bones. Where have you seen the Spirit of God at work in your life, in the wider community, and in the world? In the silence that follows, let us offer up to God whatever feels dry, dead, or hopeless in our lives and in the world. And let us ask God for God's Holy Spirit to bring new life and new possibilities. Amen.